Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. I bet you motherfuckers thought you were never going to hear this gay voice again. Fooled you bitches, I am back and in full fucking effect for I don't know how long. Let's just take it episode by episode like we have been. I'm not going to make any promises. Honestly, truth be told, I wasn't even going to record an episode today. I have not. It's not that I have not been inspired, you guys. I have been inspired to talk mad shit all over this fucking show. But I've said this before, and I'll say this again. My guides have been doing a number on me when it comes to letting me go and say what I need to say. They keep holding me back and telling me not right now, not right now. I'm going to give you a little bit of what's been going on over the last couple of months. You know, we've been in this quarantine. You know, a lot of shit's been going down. A lot of worldly stuff. This fucking pandemic. Everything all in one, adding up to a huge fucking problem. I'm going to discuss briefly on that on today's episode. I want to tell you what I've been up to, all the great things that Jay and I have been doing, all the work that I've been doing as far as like reading sessions, phone sessions, Skype sessions, all that good stuff here. We have a lot to talk about. I'm not going to go too crazy on this episode. I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet, but I'm going to give you what you're looking for, which is a ton of insight, laughs, and most importantly, the absolute pleasure of hearing my gay voice one more fucking time. So without further ado, let's get the show on the road. What is up, Jay?
Nothing much.
I can't believe we're back on here. I wasn't ready, I told you.
Uh-huh.
But let's do it.
Let's do it.
So let's catch everybody up. What do you think?
Good idea.
All right. So 2 months now, we've been fucking around with this pandemic. It's been since we got back from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we went to Mexico. It was still going on. It had been going on apparently since like November of 2019, according to your dad, right?
Yeah.
Because we told him, we said, oh my God, this was going on when we were in Mexico, blah, blah, blah. Who would have thought that it would have gotten this big?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Well, people thought we were like crazy wearing the masks in the airport at LAX and everything.
Yeah, they gave us a bunch of fucking shit. Oh God, this and that or whatever. Which brings me to my fucking point, because I'm going to kill everybody today. What makes you motherfuckers think that somebody has to come and tell you when to be prepared for something like this?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody go into the bathroom and remind you to wipe your ass after you're done taking a shit? Well, do they remind you to pull your pants back up after you're done taking a shit? No. It's pretty self-explanatory, right?
Some people need it. We know some that need it.
Right, but a selected few. But this has been going on for some fucking time.
Yeah.
I told you, lightly told you guys, I don't want any credit. I heard Sylvia Brown, everybody was making references to Sylvia Brown about this book that she wrote or whatever. Of course the bitch is going to mention shit 20 years fucking later. Of course it's going to be the future and all this stuff's going to come into play. She's seen a lot of movies here. Not talking shit about her. I'm sure she's great. She was great at what she did. But as I mentioned on another show, I did with Sam Davidson.
Uh-huh.
What ends up happening is the psychics end up getting too lit when it comes to their predictions. They want the credit. They want the recognition. They want their name in print for a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what usually ends up fucking people up here. And that's why I don't go too far.
Mm-hmm.
I say what I need to say, drop the diamond, get the hell on. But during the summer of last year, I think it was towards the end of summer, right before we did the Joshua Tree event in September, or was it after that, where I was talking about making sure that you grow your own food. Uh-huh. I was talking about them coming in and fucking up neighborhoods, like the ghettos were going to get it first and all this other shit.
Yeah.
And I'll say this one more fucking time. I don't go overboard, and you guys can take this with a grain of salt or you guys can take it to heart. It's totally up to you. I don't fuck around when it comes to those types of predictions. I'm not tooting my own fucking horn, but I've been threatened. I've said this over and over again. You were there.
Yeah.
You saw the emails. You saw the bullshit that I had to go through. Kind of nervous. They knew shit about us that we were like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing a lot of people taking the conspiracy theorist route on social media and talking about all this shit that's going on here. Pipe down, bitches. I'm going to throw that out there. Pipe the fuck down. Because at the end of the day, what are you going to fucking do?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to march your fat ass up there and demand something be done, pipe the fuck down. Because you're not going to like it when they show up to your fucking door and they harass you and your kids for running your fucking mouth just so you have a platform to speak your supposed truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm not for everybody, but at the end of the day here, all that yelling, bitching, complaining, and this, we want this, we want that, your rights are this, the amendments, or the Constitution, all this other shit here, really? At the end of the day, what are you going to do other than bitch about it? Who gives a fuck if you're right about the 5G towers, if you're right about the coronavirus and the CDC and all this other shit here, at the end of the day, what are you going to do about it? If you sit there and tell me you're doing it to open people's eyes, no, you're doing it to open your fucking mouth just to be heard. And you're not going to like the outcome of it afterward. So, again, pipe the fuck down. You're not telling us anything that we don't already fucking know. And my stance on it is if you're not going to do anything about it, shut the fuck up. And people are going to say, what can we do about it? I've said this over and over again when it comes to this shit. Mm-hmm. The only way they're going to listen is if everybody gets together and stands up and says, enough is enough. But that ain't going to fucking happen. It's not. So we can count on this happening for the next, I'd say, year.
You think so?
Yeah. A lot of people have been asking me, when do you see the change coming into play here? I had predicted something back in April. I said April 4th. Mm-hmm. I felt like there was going to be some news coming in. All we got was an extension of everything being shut down.
Yeah.
These essential and non-essential shits going on. And then I keep getting July 23rd. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens in July here. But this is not over with.
Oh, yeah.
At all. So when it comes to the conspiracy theorists out there running their fucking mouths about this, this, and that here, again, unless you're going to do something about it, what good is it do to run your fucking mouth and you're going to fight back and say, I'm just making people aware? No, you just want fucking attention. Because I look at a good majority of you, and a good majority of you are pussy. They are. I'm coming out fucking swinging. Enough is enough with this fucking bullshit. Everybody wants to be heard, but nobody has the backbone to stand up and do anything about it. And people are going to say, well, what are you doing, Chris? Not a goddamn fucking thing. There's nothing I can do. Mm-hmm. That's why you haven't heard my fucking mouth over the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing I can fucking do about it. And the biggest question I get is, when is this going to all be over? When are you going to be tired of it? When are you going to say enough is enough? When are you going to realize that you're being snowed? That's when it's going to fucking stop. So again, I'm going to sit here, do my show, do my readings, help everyone on an individual type of fucking basis, and continue my fucking work here. But the conspiracy theories and all this other fucking bullshit, again, I've had my fucking fill with it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say just a little bit on that today. We all know this was a man-made virus. I don't give a fuck if it was China that threw it in there. It was the U.S. It was designed. And oh God, I got so much to fucking say here. Madonna. The gay icon, the gay queen. I haven't fucked with her in a really long time. I love her music. I listen to it.
Like every day?
Almost, pretty much. You love it. She said it beautifully, and she got a lot of fucking shit for this. She was sitting in the bathtub, and she was on IG Live, I think. It might have been that fucking TikTok thing. I'll get onto that later. And she was talking about the pandemic, the coronavirus, COVID-19. I don't even know what the fuck to call it anymore. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, this is the great equalizer. And that fucking stuck with me, because what was I telling you when this first started? Mm-hmm. I said, this is going to level everything out. And we joked. We had been joking crazy about the Avengers Endgame movie with Thanos, where he snaps his fucking fingers and says, it's fair alike to rich and poor, blah, blah, blah here. There's no prejudice or whatever. It attacks. It's a fair thing,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a fair thing, too.
Think so?
And people are saying, well, celebrities are getting paid to say it or whatever, blah, blah, blah. That very well may be the case. That could be true. Some of them could be getting paid. But people are fucking dying. These are celebrities. This is the great equalizer. And I have a lot of fucking clients. When I talk about clients, you guys, I've been fucking cleaning house during this pandemic. Like really, really going in on my readings, really going in on my writing, really going in on my mindset. Got so many fucking things, like I said, I keep wanting to talk about here, and I'm going to try to get it all into today's episode. But going back to the Madonna thing here, and my clients, a good majority of my clients recently have been pretty high-end. Mm-hmm. I've had the pleasure of reading some really, really good people. I got interviewed by Paula Froelich, mm-hmm. gave her a reading, ended up becoming really close with her on the phone, loved her energy.
That's really cool.
Great fucking woman. Funny as hell. Who else have I read?
There's a couple of coming up that I'm really excited about.
There's a couple that I'm going to turn down, because enough is enough with that fucking bullshit. I'll get to that in a second. But God, like I said, I got so much that I want to talk about. Let me finish this Madonna thing. So she went in there talking about the great equalizer. And again, I'm bringing in my clients that I've been reading here that are a little bit on the high end. They're a little bit more mainstream. These are celebrities here. And they're fucking freaking out. Mm-hmm. We have people that are journalists reaching out for sessions. We got people in the entertainment industry reaching out for sessions. All these big name people here. And they're all worried. And my advice to them is, calm your fucking mind down. Mm-hmm. Relax. There's nothing you can fucking do right now other than yourself. Take this downtime to, I'm going to say this, if I said it once, I said it 1,000 fucking times, to go within. This fucking pandemic has social distancing, self-isolation, quarantine, all these words that mean alone or mm-hmm. away from people.
Yeah.
And everybody has a hard time being alone. We've been so conditioned to believe that we need our fellow neighbor or people with us to make us happy. Truth be told, if you can't even make yourself happy, what makes you think anybody wants you fucking around anyway? Mm-hmm. What is it? I'm going to ask this 100 fucking times. What is it about you that you don't like? That you cannot stand to be alone with yourself? That you feel the need to curl up in a ball, get depressed, and cry because you are alone? What a great fucking time. There's a lot of fucking people bitching and complaining about change, wanting transformation, wanting growth. I want positivity. I'm ready to seek abundance and all this other fucking gay love and light shit. But not one of you motherfuckers is ready to spend time alone with yourself to do it. You guys can't. You guys got these group meditations on, what is it, Zoom? Uh-huh. These Zoom meditation meetings here. Meditation's supposed to be quiet, not with the fucking audience.
You know, it's a collective.
There's another fucking thing, this collective bullshit here. I saw some dumb fuck post something on Instagram about thanking somebody else for helping them see the light or whatever, and giving all this praise to somebody who I know is full of shit, okay? Why not praise yourself? Why are you seeking and looking for validation through somebody else when it comes to your own strength and your own mindset? So-and-so helped me see. You didn't bother to think that maybe your guides or your own life force put you in that fucking path there for you to fucking see, and there you go giving away your fucking power to somebody else and telling them, oh, thank you for letting me see. Like they magically opened your fucking eyes. And I love this one too. I'm fucking hot today. I am tight as fuck today. We rise by lifting others. Get the fuck out of here. We rise by lifting others. That's what people say that have nothing better to do other than to meddle in other people's lives, because they refuse to take a good look at their own life to make the necessary changes they need to make to do what they need to do with their own fucking lives. Rise by lifting others. Not when it means breaking your fucking back to save somebody else. And I don't want to hear this hero fucking mentality bullshit. Be your own fucking hero. Mind your own goddamn business. Do what you need to do for your own fucking life. And then you can worry about what everybody else is doing once you're straight and put together. Because it's not going to work the other way around. Mm-hmm. And everybody, I've had to cut a lot of people out. I've been using this pandemic for what it's for, which is this social distancing, isolation, and getting back to what matters the most, which is me. Mm-hmm. Taking this downtime to reflect. And I have not felt better. Still not sleeping. Body's still fucked. Having aches, having pains, not sleeping. Mm-hmm. But mentally, I feel okay.
You got the clarity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm also doing my readings and doing my sessions. Like I said, this episode's not going to be an angry episode. It's going to be slightly angry because it's been a while since I've been on here. But yeah, I've got a lot of shit to talk about here. Again, we rise by lifting others. Get the fuck out of here with that. Why don't you lift yourself up? Get yourself out of that miserable fucking mess so you don't have to rely on a man to take care of you for the rest of your life and worry that he's going to end up leaving your ass and you'll be put out in the cold. Snap the fuck out of it. And the other people out there praising other people for finding their light for them, you're always going to be a follow the light type of fucking bitch until you start to learn how to follow yourself. That's just how it's going to fucking be. And I'm getting real fucking sick and tired of this shit here. But again, at the end of the day, what keeps me sane is that's them. Mm-hmm. And this is me.
Yeah,
but
some people need a leader.
Exactly. And when they lead you down a path of bullshit, let me hand you a fucking mirror so you can blame the person that you need to blame here. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think it's true. Again, like a lot of people need a leader. It's easier to follow orders than to think on your own.
Yeah. And again, at the end of the day, this is people refusing to see the issue for what it is, which is themselves. Mm-hmm. So again, like I said, I got a lot of shit that I want to tackle, but I keep jumping around here. Let me finish this Madonna thing here. So again, with Madonna saying this is the great equalizer here, I know people think she's batshit crazy. She's kind of fallen off a little bit here when it comes to the way that she is here, but I think she does that on purpose because she's been in the game for so long. She knows how to maneuver and do what she needs to do with herself. And those have been my thoughts when it comes to this coronavirus, whatever the fuck it's called, is it is the great equalizer. It's taking out a lot of people at one fucking time here, whether it's the flu or whatever these fucking numbers here are. I don't give a shit. It's killing people. And people could say, well, it's the flu, whatever. That's fine. At the end of the day, when it comes to the clients here and reaching out and wanting insight here and them freaking out, wondering if they're going to have a job, what's going to end up happening here, I cannot stress enough how important your position is going to be when this is all said and done. Everything is still up in the air. The chips have not even fallen to the ground yet, so we don't know where anything is going to land yet. We don't know what position we're going to be in when this is all said and done here. Everything is still very much up in the air, so use this time to figure out a fucking strategy. While everybody is down and out here, this is where you should really start getting into your own mindset here and really, really getting your creative juices flowing here and getting out what no longer serves and or suits you. Use this time fucking wisely here. So I was telling my friend here, when it comes to journalism, when it comes to entertainment, the entertainment industry reporting and all that stuff here, you're going to be needed more than ever. Who's going to cover that shit? Who's going to put it so eloquently the way that they do?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with what I do. It's been, how busy have I been since this has been going on?
Yeah, more than usual.
And my whole thing during when this first started here was, I don't want to take advantage of people for money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's fucking hurting right now. Nobody knows when their next paycheck is going to come through.
Yeah.
This stimulus bullshit's going on here. The last thing you want to do is reach out to somebody and say, hey, do you want to get a reading?
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, and I know the reason here, because I've been doing what I'm supposed to be doing here, and I'm going to take the credit for it. My guides have been really good to us. We've been incredibly blessed through this pandemic here. Still haven't found toilet paper, but we've still been blessed.
You can exchange readings for toilet paper.
Exactly. Well, I'll do an exchange. We've been blessed. People have been reaching out to me.
Yeah.
Seeking psychic services. And it's not in the form, usually, this would be all relationship stuff. All about, you know, when am I going to fall in love here, this and that, people being codependent here. These are people that are fucking waking up.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that are starting to realize things are fucking changing here. What am I going to do here? How can I strengthen my mind? How do I go within here? And believe it or not, between the last episode that we did, where it was the restaurant episode, and let me just apologize for that episode because I didn't even want to do that one. I just wanted to throw something out there. I fucking hated that episode. It sounded so stupid. I wanted to have a big bad episode after the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to follow up with something that was going to blow that one out of the water, and I ended up settling for that one, talking shit about something that really, at the end of the day, it's not such a big fucking deal.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I wanted to put something out there. So going back to, you know, what I've been doing here is, again, really taking the time to clear my head, get in touch with what's going on with me here, getting rid of some of these fears and insecurities that I have when it comes to putting myself out there. And like I said, when it comes to my guides here, aligning me with people to read, it's all been super fucking powerful. Learning all kinds of different lessons here. I'm talking about what you guys, I'm going to give it up to my ladies. Let me just take some time really fast here. I have to knock all this out in today's episode. I've been telling my women, my ladies, my females, the mothers, the queens, I'm getting really sick and tired of people not realizing your strength or your worth at the end of the day. How can you deny the strength and power of a woman? I'm not going to be all feminist on today's episode, but I have to mention this here. You guys are super fucking strong. To be able to carry another life inside of you, another soul, another essence, another presence, another being inside your own body is a powerful fucking thing. Not to mention mixed in with your intuition and the child's intuition here. And a lot of you women are starting to wake up and starting to realize your strength here and wanting to do more and wanting to handle more here. And I'm loving it. The one thing I'm seeing here in, like I said, I've had so much time to digest all this here. I'm going to bring Marissa into today's episode too.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to see Marissa during this pandemic really fast, briefly. It was through the window pretty much. And she said some shit that made sense that I'm going to bring in here. I had mentioned on a couple episodes before about finding your process and me not being the person to help you find your process because that's a personal thing here. What I do isn't going to be what you're going to be doing. I'm very direct and very bold. I just get things fucking done. I don't have time to think about it, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people need a process because you're changing a lifetime of thinking and reframing and reshaping your mind into a whole different mindset here. It's going to take some fucking time. So you've got to find something that's going to hold your attention and that's going to keep you grounded and leveled and really, really stick with it, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bring astrology in here. Oh, God, I'm so excited. I am. I was talking to Sarah, and I was talking to a couple other people here, and whenever I noticed a trend here, and maybe everyone's going to say, well, yeah, Chris, you know, we thought about that here, but again, this is me. I'm always on. I'm always going. I never stop here. The only time I stop is at night when I'm, you know, when it's time to rest and relax here, but I started to realize a pattern here. When I speak to people, I automatically speak with how I feel and what I'm getting in my gut, my feeling, and my intuition. That's my first go-to. And then after I lock in what I'm picking up, whether you want to call it intuitively, psychically, whatever the case may be, then my everyday way of thinking, my Chris everyday way of thinking brings in the practicality and logic to it and starts to dissect it. But first things first, I always go by, how does this make me feel? How does that person make me feel? How does the situation make me feel? And there's people that are quite the opposite, like Marissa. My triple fire sign. She's a triple fucking Leo. You tell this bitch anything about feelings, and it's like speaking Arabic to her. She doesn't fucking know. Is Arabic a language?
I think so.
I think so, yeah. and she, you know, they understand feeling and emotion. They understand what the word means. They can dissect the word, know the definition of it here, but their first go-to is how they think about this. Kind of like you. You're a good, I told you this, you're a good mixture of feeling and logic. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like you'll go by how you feel, but then you'll immediately start to process it and break it down with your everyday way of thinking. Marissa and Sarah, even though Sarah has a water moon here, this is somebody that when I talk about feelings and getting in touch with their emotions here, the first go-to that Marissa and Sarah go to, their first go-to is, oh, I need to be more sad. I need to get more in touch with that touchy-feely side of it. No, emotions are a wide range of things. It's your confidence. It's smiling. It's happiness. It's your drive, determination. It's anything that makes you feel. It doesn't always necessarily mean sadness. Mm-hmm. And I started to really think about this. So when I went to go see Marissa, she was like, oh my God, you know, I immediately started picking up on her. And believe it or not, her and I have a really, really strong connection. I feel when she's feeling me, and she definitely feels when I'm feeling her. And when we connect, there's always a meaning behind it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know that. Mm-hmm. You saw how that works. And so she was telling me that she went to go see a Reiki healer, an intuitive person or whatever. And she looked at me like, are you going to get upset? And you know,
she cheated on you?
Yeah, like she cheated on me. And my first go-to was like, no, you do what you need to do. I said, but shut up. Don't say anything else. Uh-huh. And she's like, and I love Marissa because she's like, she fucking jumps back in her seat and she's like, give it to me. Let's go. Because she knows exactly where I'm going to go with this. And I started reading what was going on here. And I was like, oh, she explained something to you in a way that I couldn't do it. It just made sense. It clicked. And she was like, yes. And mm-hmm. she was like going in or whatever. And I told her, I said, anything that can help you find your process, because again, we operate on two different levels, two different playing fields here. I'm more on the emotional, intuitive side. You're more on the practical and logical side here, not to take away her naturally built intuition and that intuitive side of her, but that's not her first go-to. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing a lot of thinking about that. And when it comes to my readings, I've been incorporating some of that talking in there about, you know, logic and practicality. And even though it's foreign to me, it's also given me a different skill. I know that sounds
like
okay.
Speaking that person's language.
Speaking that person, I'm learning how to speak that language, and I'm learning how to not to become more practical and logical here in disregarding my intuition here, but learning how to speak to those that need more of a direct, firm, straight up approach rather than the, well, let's talk about how you feel here and what do you see. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like explain it logically, more logically.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, this, again, the pandemic here is really, really opening people up here and really getting them in touch with their feelings here. And even the practical and logical ones, even the fire signs and the air signs are really, really coming out swinging here. They want something to be done. And I've been really taking the time to explain things to them and also bringing in outside services like psychological services, psychiatry, things like that here, telling them that, you know, you're going to need a little bit more hands-on type of approach here, or you need somebody that can help you, like a counselor, somebody or like a life coach mm-hmm. that can help you find this thing out here, whatever. I'm just going to deliver the message. And it's not that I'm going to leave you high and dry here, but you need to figure it out.
The process, yeah.
You need to figure out how you're going to do it, because at the end of the day, when it comes to your process, it has to be something that has your fucking attention and that's going to keep you motivated and determined to do something with your life to make that change. And if you don't, you're back to square one again. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, there's those types of readings here. These are readings with people that are that are finding their strength when it comes to relationships. There's a lot of fucking shitty relationships out there. And I'm sorry, I'd rather be alone than to fucking settle.
Well, now's the perfect time, you know, to know if, like, that relationship is gonna, you know, last or not, girl, right?
Let me tell you something. I've been reaching out, and I never want to talk about celebrities right out front here unless it's for an article, like the Cosmo thing here. But, you know, I follow Little Kim. You know, I'm part of this Beehive fucking thing here. I got all these fucking Kim fans on my shit, and I'm on all over their shit, and we'd retweet and go back and forth here. I had reached out to one of them, and I was like, did Kim break up with her dude? This was like a month and a half ago. And he was like, well, you're the psychic, wouldn't you know? Mm-hmm. I always get that.
It's because you're too invested in it.
Yeah. And so I was like, I was like, I just don't see his picture anymore, whatever. Well, a couple days ago, they said they broke up. You start to realize who you're dating when you're spending a lot of time together. And it's all beautiful when it first starts out. Now, let me tell you something. I talked a second ago about letting people go and cutting people out. Again, this is not a fuck you, get the hell out of my life here. These are people that I wasn't really close to, or that, you know, beginning stages.
Acquaintances,
yeah, that I'm just like, I'm fucking done. Mm-hmm. Like, you just disgust the shit out of me. And again, nothing against you. That's how you live your life here. That's not how I choose to get down here. So rather than tell you something about it here, that's who you are. That's what you like to do. It's not what I'm about. I'm going to back out. I'm just going to fucking leave you to do what you need to do here. But when it comes to these relationships here, a couple of these people that I called acquaintances were dying to get involved in relationships. Mm-hmm. Wanted to have a boyfriend. When is this going to happen? And you bitches can't leave the phone down long enough to enjoy the fucking relationship. You got to post everything on Instagram. And both of these fucking idiots, both the guys that these girls are dating, are looking at the camera like, what an inconvenience this is. Like, I can't believe it. Are you fucking mad? This is what you asked for, and you're throwing in distraction after distraction. You're putting this relationship on like, look at, I'm in a relationship. You're not really feeling the relationship. And I don't give a fuck what either one of these girls say here. Those dudes are, one of them is just too stupid to open his fucking mouth. I'm sorry. And the other one is emotionally abusive and manipulative. And we'll see what happens when he breaks this girl. I'm sorry. You guys wanted it. I'm not biting my tongue anymore. Why should I?
Yeah, it's true.
And this person's going to be completely devastated and want to reach out. And sorry, you got to do you.
Did you tell her that?
There's no need to tell her. I can see it in this bitch's fucking face.
So she knew.
She knows. And she's fucking settling because she doesn't want to be alone. Well, I'll tell you what. I'd rather be alone than have to deal with somebody that's emotionally manipulative. And you can tell us hiding something. You guys put two and two together and figure that out. There's been a couple other people that have been using this pandemic as, again, this conspiracy shit where people are like saying X, Y, and Z here. There's other people that are really putting themselves out there that are thirsty for the fucking entertainment, thirsty for the attention here, thirsty to be seen here. Their IG comes before anything else, before their kids, before their family. And I don't get down that way. I'm sorry. It's disgusting to fucking look at.
It is. That's why I don't have it. It's terrible.
Yeah, it really opened my eyes to like, you say one thing, you tell me one thing, and you go and do another. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing at the end of the fucking day when the brakes get pumped and you go flying into the dashboard. That's because your dumbass chose to do that. I done told you over and over again to take a step back. To relax. Get what you settle for.
Ugh.
Those relationships, done.
Any good readings?
They've all been good readings.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned so much over these readings. I've learned, again, when it comes to strength, when it comes, again, I'm all over the place. I'm so excited to speak. Women, really, and there's been a couple of men that I've read younger. We're talking about teens. Anybody that's born in the late 90s, like 96, 97, they're already 20 years old.
Jeez.
But do you realize what I was doing in 96, 97? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're driving and then we saw like graduation 2020. I looked back and I was like, geez, it's been so long.
And God, here's another one here. So you asked about the positivity when it comes to readings here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to touch on a little bit of the sad side of fame, the reality TV shit.
Mm-hmm.
People that... It's going to sound like I'm throwing shots at a certain person, but I'm not. These are people that mimic what they see on reality TV. And I seen a marriage get fucked up over this. I knew exactly when this person married this person that this was all for show. Let me tell you something about Stassi Schroeder. I love that bitch. I think she's fucking fabulous. I love when she smacked the shit out of that woman. I love her boldness and her directness. But let's not get it fucked up. That bitch has the platform to do that. The fans of Stassi don't have that platform. They don't live the life that she lives. It's mostly scripted. She's on a television show. She provides entertainment. I've had the absolute pleasure of reading that woman face to face. A lot of people reached out from that episode for readings that I'm still fucking reading to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell every single one of them because they look up to Stassi. Oh my God, I love her. She's my queen, blah, blah, blah. I really wish that I could have given her an authentic fucking reading. Nobody understands what it takes to do a reading like that with somebody, like a live on-air reading,
mm-hmm.
because I get personal. And Stassi's not somebody that wants her business thrown out on the fucking air.
Oh, for sure.
And so it wasn't a deep-down, authentic type of reading here. She wanted to hear what she needed to hear and kept it moving. I didn't have anything negative to say. I wasn't going to put doom and gloom on her relationship, but I wanted to touch more on the emotional side of her and what was going on inside of her. The true shit. Not the time, not the fucking place. And that's fine. Back to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
They see this woman who's outspoken. Make no mistake, if she didn't have that fucking platform, I doubt she'd be as outspoken as she is right now. Not to take away her shine. You got people that watch Vanderpump that are watching the celebrities take Adderall and getting involved in, you know, drinking wine and fucking, you know, I'm nothing against drinking. I smoke weed and all that stuff here. But you're mimicking a lifestyle that you can't keep up with. It's not in your life. You're coming across as a bitch. You're coming across as this boss bitch queen or this person that doesn't take any fucking shit. At the end of the day, your insecurity smells worse than your perfume. That's the reason why you act that way. But make no mistake, that is not your fucking life. And I've seen two people try to commit suicide because they couldn't keep up with that lifestyle. All because of shit they're mimicking off of fucking TV. These are my clients that are reaching out to me that... I'm telling you, by the grace of fucking God, I happen to look at my phone. I usually shut my phone off at night, like around 10:30. I happen to look at my phone. I kept it on longer than normal. It was like 11:30, almost midnight. And I looked and I got a message from somebody that was having a fucking hard time. They ended up having to go to the hospital and commit themselves because they took a handful of Adderall and tried to commit suicide.
That's crazy.
That's fucking bullshit. It's not crazy. And these fucking idiots that are on television, again, I posted something saying, I'm not here for entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is not entertaining at all. I'm helping people evolve, transform their lives, and become the best version of themselves here. I'm not doing it for them. I'm assisting them in finding themselves. There's nothing entertaining about taking somebody's misery and their pain and walking them through that. It's not entertaining at all. So when people, there's been a couple of fucking bitches out there that I cut out, that I saw who they were. This was towards the end of last year here, that we're talking about. I don't know why Chris Medina wants to be famous. You know, he's trading his soul for this, this, and that here, all for this here. Bitch, put another fucking cookie in your mouth and shut the fuck up. Don't worry about what the fuck I do. Because the only time that you've ever seen your name on print was on a fucking to-go bag.
Ugh.
So let's not get it fucked up. That's the fucking problem here, is that they don't know how to play nice with me, that they want to go at me and say stupid shit like this. But I can't remember the last time you did anything to help yourself other than to another serving of food or to some gossip. That's a you fucking problem. If there's anything I want to be famous for or recognized for, it's for my ability to help people. Which I'm pretty fucking good at. I'm not here to entertain anybody, and I'm sure as hell not going to mislead somebody down a path of illusion. But you reality TV stars out there, and I've read a good majority of you fuckers, are so fucked up here, and you're not realizing your own power and your own strength. You guys have the power to make people feel good and feel really bad. And a couple of these clients that try to take their own lives here, I'm stuck cleaning up your fucking mess. And one could say, you don't have to. Yeah, I do. That's what I'm here for. I have to remind these people that the reality TV shows are nothing but a fucking illusion themselves. And at the end of the day, well, it's all entertainment.
It is entertainment. And I think the viewers just get lost in the reality of it, in the fame of it, you know, and they just want to mimic that.
And again, I'm telling you, people, this is what I've been, you know, witnessing here is the type of bullshit that people are mimicking here off of television. Their best friends are the Vanderpump Rules. What other TV shows are there? Bravo, fucking Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
People always ask me about, you know, do you still keep in touch with Sonia? What the fuck for? I don't know that bitch. I've read her. We had a good time. I'm not trying to make her my fucking friend. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between me and everybody else here is that I'm not looking to make friends with these fucking people. I'm here to drop a dime and get the fuck out. That's it. I don't get gassed when I read these celebrities, unless it was Little Kim. That's a different fucking story.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're here to do your job, and that's that. And if you make a genuine connection with someone as a friendship, then you go ahead and do that.
Exactly. So where are we at here? Where else was I going with this?
You were talking about how...
We talked about the celebrity taking responsibility and stuff that's been going on here with the pandemic. People, you know, getting so depressed and feeling so low that they want to take their own lives here. I've had opportunity after opportunity. I did the Paula Froelich thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was mentioned in a New Orleans publishing.
Yeah.
Paranormal publishing thing out there. I have a show that I'm doing this Wednesday with another reality TV star. You're excited for that. I'll explain that on next week's episode. Hopefully there's a next week's episode. Let's see what else. Reading after reading.
Mm-hmm.
I did a show with the UK. What was that, on Monday?
That was last week.
Was it last week?
It was last week.
Yeah, I did a Zoom or a Skype call with somebody from the UK. I did the Sam Davidson show with Sari. Mm-hmm. That was a really good episode. I really liked that. And I was so nervous about doing that episode because you were going to see my fat face on the screen. But I like 10 more pounds and I'm good.
And Jessamay.
I did Jessamay Peluso's podcast.
She's hilarious.
She put it on Patreon.
Oh.
So go sign up to be a member. That was a really good episode. We had so much fucking fun. I was so stoned. I had to get stoned to do that episode because she was going to be stoned.
Uh-huh.
Did that episode. Fucking been kicking ass. I mean, I'd like to say that I've been miserable here. The only thing miserable is not being able to go to the grocery store, not being able to go eat at a restaurant. But I usually stay away from people anyway.
That's the worst part, is not being able to go eat at restaurants. That's
exactly. We ventured out a couple of times to go to the market. But I've been doing a lot of, believe it or not, I've actually been doing a lot of online grocery shopping, like through Ralph's and Vons, where you just go pick it up and they have everything ready for you. These fuckers deliver it to your car. They package it in for you. I usually give them a tip.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a couple of times where they were out of things. They can't help it. People go crazy with this. But let me just tell you something really fast here. Again, like I said, I know I'm all over the place. I just wanted to give you something to chew on for today. This fucking pandemic, this coronavirus, this COVID-19, this is all fucking bullshit. I've said this before. I posted something out there saying this is phase two. We're in the middle of phase two right now. We're getting ready to go into phase three. This is all planned bullshit. I've said this before. I don't think they realized how cooperative we were going to be. They started, you know, they almost put, they did martial law. They started to tell you that you couldn't go out and couldn't do this, you couldn't go to the market, all this other stuff. And I know psychically they were thinking, we're going to get huge blowback. But everybody fucking fell in line and did what they were supposed to do here. And they got away with it.
In a sense, yeah. I mean, they're still like, people protesting about wearing their mask, about being quarantined.
I think that wearing a mask should be your own right. If you choose to, you choose to. If you don't, you don't. And if you're worried about the ones that aren't wearing their fucking masks, put yours on and shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to fucking adjust. Stop bitching just to bitch. You know?
Yeah.
With the exception of being able to go out, even to a bar, I haven't done that in a really long time, even before the pandemic. The last place that we had drinks at was with Tara.
Yeah, over in West Hollywood.
Yeah, the Beanery. I just miss that, going, being able to go out and eat.
Mm-hmm.
I've been cooking so much. We're still vegetarian.
Yeah.
When I say vegetarian, I need to change that. We're pescatarian, right? Because we eat fish and seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly vegetables. And
you lost a lot of weight from it since
trying.
Since the retreat.
Yes. I've been running, a mile and a half every day?
Mm-hmm.
Just to start off, I want to get up to 2 miles starting next week. I've been doing my butt exercises. I have... I'm telling you guys, my fucking clients are fucking awesome. A good majority of them I've turned into friends. Or this is bullshitting back and forth on IG. Just talking shit, just keeping in touch. One of my really good friends out there is a fitness coach out in Seattle. Her sister is also into fitness too, but she's also opening her own juice company. Can't wait for that shit. I'm gonna have her send me everything she's got. But Jessie gave me butt exercises because I told her I am fucking straight 6 o'clock all the way down. Like there is nothing that's stopping from my neck down to my fucking ankles. It's just all the way down.
You gotta give Mike something to hold on to.
Exactly. I want it. like they said on the Queens of Comedy, I want me a big fucking ignorant ass. I want me an ass so fucking big you could set a drink on top of it and I wouldn't even fucking know it's there. I want to knock shit down when I'm walking to the room with my big old ass. And she was like, I got you. She sent me 4 weeks of butt exercises.
Mm-hmm.
That first fucking week that we did it, this is week two, right? That we're on.
No, we're on a different set. So this is like technically like week three.
Okay. And the first day that I did it, I was sore for 3 days. I couldn't get up. I couldn't walk. And I'm sticking to it. So... ever since, what, the last 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a mile and a half a day. It's been my butt exercises, my stretching, also doing some in-home exercises to kind of keep me going here. I was going to stop smoking weed. Found out that I needed it because I'm bored. I don't really need it.
It's something to do.
It's something to do here, but I need to stop it because it's messing up my sleep patterns again. So I'm going to do the Chris Medina thing and kind of knock it off for a couple of weeks and then, you know, slowly reintroduce it. But I want to get back to somewhat a normal life here. I want to be able to hang out with friends, maybe not at a bar, but kind of, you know, have like a little get together and do shit. Right before this whole shit went down, we were getting ready to do a Airbnb with Sarah. Heather was going to fly out.
Have a few people there.
That same fucking week everything went down was the week that we were going to do it. And we were so fucking worried about it.
I think we kind of knew that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, we planned it in a fucking retrograde.
I didn't think of that. I just knew that like, with everything going on,
as soon as I booked it, something told me you're booking it during a retrograde, and I was like, "Fuck!" And we were almost out of the retrograde, almost there, and then this fucking pandemic came in, and then all of a sudden, Airbnb sent me an email, was like, "You can totally get your money back if you need to, because it's not your fault." And I was like, "Fuck it, we'll just cancel it or whatever."
Yeah.
So we're just gonna redo it once everything kind of dies down here. But I was telling Sarah, "Fuck, I'm even game to meet you halfway because she's in Colorado. Find somewhere we can meet halfway and get a nice Airbnb somewhere, you know." Out of the way, cheap, but luxurious. Because I'm ready to be pampered. I need a fucking massage. You guys, Jay has been cutting my fucking hair for, what, the last 2 weeks?
This is I cut your hair like 3-4 times now.
Yeah. And I was so fucking nervous, but I fucking hate when the growth grows in. I could feel it on the back of my pillow, and I needed to have it shaved off. I've been cutting my own, the hair part, myself. You just learn to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I can't wait till the fucking...
go to a real barber.
The salon is back open. I'm dyeing my fucking hair. I was thinking about dyeing it blonde. What do you guys think?
I think you're too old for that.
He keeps telling me that. I've had... before even Kim came out with her different colored wigs and all that shit, I was doing that way before she was. I've had red hair. I've had purple hair. I've had blonde hair.
This is back when you're in your teens, though.
But I'm
you
still
know?
Pretty, and I'm still young looking. I don't look like... I had my birthday during this fucking quarantine, so happy birthday to me. I am now 44 years old, you guys. Can you fucking believe that shit? 44, and I look... I'm gonna big myself up. I think I look pretty damn good for 44.
You do look good for 44.
So, that's where we're at. I had to do an episode today. People were fucking dying for it. I want to make it entertaining, but at the same time, like I said, I'm not going to go overboard here. I know I was talking a lot of shit about the conspiracy theorists here. Again, one last fucking time with that shit here. I was dying. This fucking dumb fuck, David Wilcock. I don't know. If you guys follow this idiot, that's totally up to you. I don't want to hear anything about this motherfucker. Oh, one other thing too. Stop telling me about other fucking psychics, other intuitives and other mediums and all this other fucking bullshit. If I don't mention them or if I don't follow them, I know nothing about them. I'm not talking shit. I just keep it moving. You guys know it's been my experience that I just don't do well with other people like that. So David Wilcock, somebody had posted something. Oh, you know, they wanted me to do a show with him on Jimmy Church. Remember, they reached out. They were like, David Wilcock is coming on here. It would be so cool if we can get you on there with him. And I was like, hell fucking no. Like, I have nothing. Like, this guy, I died. I died when he said on, was it April 10th? Yeah.
Yeah.
April 10th. It was April.
It was something.
April 10th, before the 10th of April, they were going to, even John Fitch, MMA guy, had made fun of this too. David Wilcock was talking about this big cleanup, this roundup. They were going to arrest the powers that be, the Illuminati, the pedophiles, these underage fucking sex trafficking rings and all this other fucking bullshit. They were going to bring them all out into justice on by April 10th, right?
We had a fun conversation about this.
And I had said, that is never going to fucking happen. First of all, they're never going to give up their fucking power. Second of all, you dumb fuck. If this idiot had any, if there was any validity to what he was fucking saying, they would have shot his dumb ass.
Exactly. That's what we were talking
about.
Edward
Snowden is hiding out. Who's the other idiot?
Julian Assange, I think?
Yeah, is hiding out. They want to kill those fuckers because they know shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody believes this fucking wonky-eyed retard about what the fuck he's saying. And he talks about being from 2072. And all this other you're from 2072. This is my thing with like the Akashic Records. You have all this fucking knowledge. You're from 2072. What the fuck are you doing for 2020? Wake the fuck up. And people could say, well, you know, it's hard to believe a psychic. It's hard to believe, you know, who says that you're telling the truth, blah, 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 this. I'm not making fucking wild predictions or accusations about shit. And people could say, well, you're playing it safe. You're damn right I'm playing it fucking safe. At the end of the day, what the fuck am I going to do about it? I can't count on everybody getting behind me and backing me up and going up to the White House and making fucking changes happen. They can't even fucking wipe their own asses or fucking take the precautions they need to fucking for a pandemic. They need to be led. And I'm not supposed to trust these people to back me up? Get the fuck out of here. Fucking happening. So yeah, people like, when it comes to, again, I'm sorry, I'm going hard, but David Wilcock, get the fuck out of here. And then he had some other fucking lop on there too. They were on that, God, I had so much respect for her too, but she's such another fucking idiot. Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
She, Jenny. I know under that beautiful, luscious blonde hair is a brain. And I know you mean well, but when you let people speak just for the sake of speaking, and you know deep down inside that they're full of shit, you're not helping the fucking problem. What you're doing is not only are you fueling the fire of these idiots, but you're also making yourself look really stupid. And I'm going to put that out there, because this is somebody that's talking about being spiritual. This is someone that's talking about being awake or enlightened. I don't know if you're looking at the light from your dressing room mirror that's got you all open, but sorry. You guys wanted it. It's here. So Jenny McCarthy, nice try. You're awfully quiet. You kept telling me you gotta give the audience your personality. You gotta come out swinging. And then when I do,
it's like, fuck, you like sometimes like you say some like really great shit. It's like, wow, like, you know, where'd that come from?
Well, like I said,
yeah.
I've really seen, I knew this ahead of time. Again, I know it sounds like I'm talking shit, but I knew this ahead of time here. And to watch this come into play here and just watch everything come into fruition and watch how people act. Again, I'm talking about people that are talking about spirituality, metaphysical stuff, transforming their lives, evolving. And the only thing they're evolving is their social media pages.
Well, yeah, that's so weird.
That's it. I don't have time for any of that fucking bullshit here. I got more important things to do, like helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And like spreading the fucking word. Waking people up to what's really going on here. Not mixing in conspiracy theories and all this other bullshit. Because at the end of the fucking day, what you're doing is you're trying to wake up people that don't want to be woke here. And at the end of the day, if you want loyalty, you want honesty, you want respect, get yourself a fucking dog, because you're not going to find that in somebody right now. The minute you take that march or that stance to the White House, wherever the fuck it is that you're going to go to protest, we'll see how many people are following behind you. No one is going to disrupt their lives to save the fucking world. It's all a bunch of fucking talk here. But mark my words, when your rights have been taken away, because this is all bullshit, closing down these businesses and all this other fucking bullshit here, someone really needs to take a real good look at the law. And when they're ready, start speaking up on it here. But nothing is going to change until the people fucking change here. So if you want your rights back, do something about it. But bitching and posting dumbass shit, getting yourself involved in stuff just because you want to be heard here and thinking it's cute. Oh, I'm letting a lot of people go here. I'm starting to see who my real friends are. No, bitch. You knew who your real friends were. Don't get it fucked up here. You just want to be heard for the sake of being heard, but it's all a bunch of fucking hot air. Pipe down. Do something about it. So I'll tell you what, you're not going to fucking like it when they come to your door and they threaten the life of your fucking kids. And then we'll see where you, yeah. Then we'll see what you have to say. So that is where we're at on today's episode. I wanted to go hard.
You did went hard. Mm-hmm. You did went hard.
Yeah. What else did you want to talk about?
You pretty much covered it. I mean, yeah. It's your show and...
I'm going to be going over a lot more. Like I said, I've been off for 2 months. I haven't had a real good chance. This is a spur of the moment type of recording right now.
Yeah.
I just, you know, sat down. I was like, let's put something on the mic and get something recorded and put something out by Thursday. I hope you guys like this. Like I said, I've got so much shit I want to go over. Write in. Tell me what you want to know more about here. Let me know what your thoughts are on today's episode here. Again, I know I'm coming out swinging, but I've seen enough. Enough is enough here. Like I said, I'm in my own corner, minding my own goddamn business, helping people out, helping people evolve, really, really wanting to evolve their souls, really wanting to do something with their lives here. I've been taking it upon myself to help out as many people as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And not entertaining them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Doing my work. I want something to look forward to when this is all said and done. Because when the chips fall and the dust settles, I'll be able to see where my position's at. And I know where it's going to be at here. And it's going to be later for you bitches because I'm out. I'm not doing this shit anymore. I'm not giving up the psychic stuff. I'm just talking about like it's on another fucking level here. Mm-hmm. And like I said, where people are getting doubtful and they're starting to lose hope here. Until I'm fucking 6 feet deep or fucking burning in a fucking oven somewhere, I'm not giving up. I'm going to continue to grow. I'm going to continue to evolve. I'm going to continue to help people. I'm going to continue doing what I need to do here just to stay afloat. What else can you fucking do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with the social distancing or whatever, again, they said 10 or more fucking people. I'm really, really, I want to get my girls together. I reached out to Marissa the other day and I was like, I want to do something with you and Joyce. And I want to do something with Joyce. I need to get in the kitchen with that girl. That fucking, oh my God, the shit that she makes is fucking bomb. She was on there with JoJo's sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's who Joyce is on the IG Live with the other day. Remember you were listening to it with me? It was JoJo's sister. Yeah, it was JoJo's sister and Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing recipes together. And I jumped into that and was talking to both of them there. But I was telling Marissa, I'd love to do, because it's going to be just what, the four of us. Me, you, Joyce, and Marissa.
Uh-huh.
Let's do a fucking picnic. Seriously. Let's go, let's fucking sit somewhere, fucking eat, get a couple of blunts,
mm-hmm.
roll us something, I'll make fucking food, we'll fucking relax, nobody says we have to go anywhere extravagant,
mm-hmm.
and just chill the fuck out. Marissa likes to be done in an hour anyways.
Yeah.
So I can always count on her to be like, okay, we've had enough, and go home.
Yeah.
But yeah, social distancing, you guys, we can still fucking do things. Let's get back to the mindset of we're in control. We can't change anything right off the bat right now. Everybody's hands and arms are tied behind their backs. Wait this out for a little bit longer. I am predicting by July 23rd is another wave or more news as far as like where we're going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't over. This is going to be going on for the rest of the year.
Think so?
For sure. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because they got what they wanted. They got people to comply. And yes, there are people protesting and wanting their fucking rights back here. But what's going to end up happening... Just going to put this out there. They're going to release something else here. Now all of a sudden it's affecting children, teenagers. There's 6 new symptoms. It's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. And don't you, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to put this out there. That Dr. Fauci is the fucking devil. It's probably going to get a lot of shit for that, but fuck him. So don't believe in, don't, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. So I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what you have to say about today's episode. Yes, I came out hard. Yes, I came out swinging. I'm just fucking feeling myself. Enough is enough. I want out. I want to be able to fucking, you know, go eat some really good food here. But tell me your thoughts. Tell me what you thought about today's episode. I want to hear your thoughts on the pandemic. I want to hear your thoughts on, you know, what you think maybe if you guys want me to give predictions, whatever the case may be here, tell me what you're going through. Tell me what you're doing to pass the time here, what you've been working on. Have you been taking the time to go within and evolve? Have you been ridding yourself of what no longer serves and or suits you? Have you been making the necessary changes that you need to make to your life to ensure, and this is going to sound gay, a brighter fucking future? Instead of sitting there wondering when the lift is going to be over so you can go visit your fucking friends and distract yourself with their bullshit again. They're still going to be stupid. Trust me. Take the time that you need to work on yourself. I want to hear from you guys. Any of you guys looking out for a reading right now or wanting to do a reading, hit me the fuck up. Let's get a half hour in. I've told you this a million and one fucking times. A half an hour in Chris time is usually 30 to 45 minutes. Let me worry about the clock. It's still at that flat rate. If you feel like we need more time, we can amp it up to an hour, but let's start with a half hour. Feel free to reach out at chrismedina.guide. Sign up for your half hour session, chrismedina.guide. For those of you wanting to know what I'm doing during this pandemic, wanting to hear inspirational quotes or see my newly tweezed eyebrows or my new fresh cut that Jay gave me, follow me on social media at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Psychic Chris M. For those of you wanting to drop show ideas, wanting to get in touch with us, wanting to say hi, have questions, maybe you're coming into your own ability and we need help with that, hit us the fuck up. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Fucking drop us a dime. We love to hear from you guys, especially now. I mean, sitting in the house, I have nothing but time to read emails right now.
You love it.
I love it. And get back in touch with people. So hit us the fuck up. So this is Chris Medina with my boy Jay with In Your Head Podcast saying we are out.
Bye.